So transitioning all or part of a utility system into the ERCOT can be a complicated endeavor, and obviously one that does not always succeed. There have been multiple attempted moves by entities large and small, NOEs and IOUs, and varying geographic locations and costs. The topic is highly relevant today, as there are two potential moves currently under consideration. Lubbock Power and Light and Rayburn Country Electric Co-op have each proposed to move part of their systems into the Southwest Power Pool, or from the Southwest Power Pool into ERCOT. We examined four examples of these efforts to move all or part of a system into ERCOT, including LP&L and Rayburn, in an attempt to identify certain attributes that are common amongst those that have succeeded or are likely to succeed. Our ultimate goal was to hazard an answer to the question of, do NOEs have a simpler path to ERCOT interconnection than IOUs? Well, there's no absolute answer to this question, and any attempt to do so will always involve some element of circumstance. Certain market design elements do likely make it easier for NOEs to enter the ERCOT market than others. Specifically, unlike IOUs, NOEs do not need to develop the technical infrastructure, for example, Texas SET-related systems that support competitive retail activity, nor do they have to develop a transition to competition plan for existing retail customers. So what we're going to do this morning is take a look at four attempted projects, the entities that were involved, and walk through the stories of those attempts. I'm going to discuss a few particular points of interest for each case and whether or not it was successful or if it's ongoing. We're going to start with the two ongoing proposals by LP&L and Rayburn, and then we'll follow that by a look at the EGSI proposal as well as the completed Caprock Sherryland move. So LP&L is the third largest municipal electric utility in Texas, serving more than 101,000 electric meters, and owns and maintains 4,000 square miles of power lines and three power plants in and around Lubbock. LP&L announced its plan to move 470 megawatts of its 600 megawatt load into ERCOT in 2015, as many of you are likely aware.